News Talk 1110 993 WBT. Brett Witterbol alongside the coach, Matt Doherty. Our number 704-570-1110. We will grab some calls here in just a moment. But continuing this conversation, by the way, a lot of stuff happening in real time, okay? So we've got the House is looking to vote out a contempt referral for Steve Bannon. We've got this Merrick Garland hearing happening. I'm going to let you hear from some of the sound on that in the second hour. We've got this lunacy with the economy going the way it's going. And, Coach, I mean, this is incredible. First of all, I just saw a picture of Steve. Have you seen a picture of Steve Bannon lately?
No.
He looks like a pirate. Like, he looks like a Blackbeard or something, okay? He's got hair growing out of all kinds of orifices and whatnot, and he's just, looks like...
How many orifices do you have?
I mean, he's got ear hair,
got
head
hair.
You
got two ears, you got two nostrils.
Head hair, he's got eyebrow hair,
Eyebrow hair.
He's got nose hairs.
He's got
the mouth hairs. It's just all over the place. It's from wearing those five shirts that he wears all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just... But they're debating and they're going to swear out a contempt referral here.
You know who he looks like?
What's that?
You know who he looks like?
What?
Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
The football coach.
You know what? A cleaned up version of Rex Ryan.
He looks like Rex. I just Googled Steve Bannon and hit images. It's Rex Ryan.
Yeah. He
put a headset on him.
That's really good. Man. I'll tell you what.
It's good to be back. You missed me, didn't you?
I did miss you because it's been like 6 weeks since we hung out
together.
It's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
You were out on the run, on the road, and you were like a fugitive out there.
Yeah.
Hiding in Vegas.
Fugitive.
Checking out the water levels in Vegas. Unbelievable.
I didn't go in any, like, any Florida preserves and hide or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Terrible story, man.
Yeah,
jeez. Biden's support is fading as a result of what's happening with this economy. Inflation is approaching what they're calling a tipping point. They're saying if you get a more than a 5% increase in consumer prices, you're looking at a situation where it's going to actually start hurting consumer buying habits. Okay, so once supermarkets go 5% higher, that's when people are going to start saying, you know, snack ramen's delicious.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, again, in these conversations I had today with some local businessmen, their prices are up 52%. This one person's in the basically lumber business.
Mm-hmm.
52% from last year.
Crazy.
See, the margins are about the same, but the salaries are going up. The wages are going up. People have money. And the supply demand, the demand's not, the supply's not there, but the demand's there. So the prices go up. But, people that were getting $15 an hour are now getting $22 an hour. So they're still paying for some of these things. And then the government stimulus checks on top of that.
Right.
They don't think that the price increase will drop anytime soon, and it will definitely not go back to where they were probably 6 to 12 months ago.
So here's the problem, because once we do get to a place where you can open those ports up and unload in an efficient fashion, you're going to have so much capacity coming in that the prices are going to crash, right? So you can't. If it's what, $25,000 to $35,000 to ship that 40-foot container,
mm-hmm.
and you've got $1 million worth of merchandise in the container, just for mm-hmm. whatever number, okay. And then once that stuff all starts getting offloaded, the price is going to plummet. It's going to be hard to recoup that $1 million plus the profit you need, because this stuff is all just going to come pouring in.
But I think some of that already, Brett, it's spoken for. Like, people order this product, the product's on the water, so they've paid for it. I ordered a bike like a year ago.
Like a Peloton thing?
Like a road bike.
Like a road bike.
Like a track bike.
Gotcha.
And I hadn't heard back from them. I forgot about it. I got a call like a week ago. Hey, are you still interested in this bike? We think we can get it in August of 2022.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm like, what bike?
Wow.
And fortunately, I didn't put money down on it. But they're like, hey, if you, we can get you a bike that's a little more expensive in a little earlier. So my point is, I think some of the goods on the water are spoken for.
Sure.
So, and a lot of these companies hedge, you know, especially in the lumber business, they hedge their bets in the futures market, Chicago. So right. I don't think that's going to hurt them. They've made so much money in the last year that they're flush with cash. I think they're in a good place.
No, that's true. But I'm saying, like, from the retail perspective, though, right? Because you're going to suddenly have, you're going to be drowning in toilet paper. You know, it's just going to come in. All this stuff is going to come in. The reason why I bring this up is Biden's running around saying that he can jawbone the market. He doesn't have any. He can't do anything.
He can't do a darn thing.
And I mean, again, literally nothing.
In talking to these people today, I'm like, okay, yeah, we know there's supply chain issues. We know there's inflation. Mm-hmm. What can we do about it? And they basically said, not much, you know, we can do about it, because it is a supply-demand issue. And Biden says, oh, we're going to go 24/7.
Right.
Like he has control over these truckers and these unions and these guys at the the yards offloading container ships.
Yeah,
Here's
how you fix it. Seriously, you call up Jeff Bezos and you say, "Guess what, Jeff? I'm giving the Port of Long Beach to Amazon. You're in charge for getting that stuff in, getting that stuff out, and distribute it." I'll bet you Jeff Bezos could induce it enough with enough money.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Probably right. But the prices won't come down because these companies are profitable, the ones that are still standing.
Yes.
And they can pay their employees that can pay for the goods and services. So it's just a vicious wheel.
Yeah.
And the people that are not working are getting some of these stimulus checks. So they're at home and
it's craziness.
And maybe moving, you know. Selling their house and minimalize. Have you seen these small houses, the mini houses?
Yeah, the tiny houses, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm up in Lake Norman area. They've got, I drove by, a trailer park. They're converting it into a tiny house neighborhood.